I mean, Lance is kind of he's a quarterback of our defense. I mean, he's been here forever. He's had a lot of success in the league. I mean, you don't replace that. You know, the young guys came in, they played well. And, you know, they're going to – we ask everybody that comes in to play well, you know, whether – you know, whatever the situation is. So, obviously, getting those guys back would be great. I mean, I don't – only the doctors know what that's going to happen. So, you know, we got to continue to prepare as if they're not going to be there. And, you know what, when, you know, these guys show that they can step up to the task, so we expect them to do it again. You know, this week will be a big test. You know, again, we're kind of back to another zone read type, you know, offense. It seems to be the flavor of the year. So have to deal with that. But, you know, yeah, having everybody healthy helps. And, again, I think it's situational, but I definitely think, you know, guys are understanding, you know, each other better, situations better. You know, obviously having Ratback helps tremendously in the middle. What Steven's been doing in the middle from the rush standpoint has been awesome. And even in the run standpoint. So I think the biggest thing for us is noticing the trend of our is our run defense. Our run defense has really, these last 3 weeks have really been, you know, what we've been trying to, you know, where we try to keep teams. And that's something to build off of. Obviously a great challenge coming through with these guys, and that's what's allowed us to have more rush opportunities. When you're solid in the run game, you get more rush opportunities. So, you know, but yeah, I mean, each week I feel like we get more and more comfortable with each other, and so, you know, it is midseason, so we better be at midseason form, right? Yeah, you know what? He's just improved so much from last year to this year. You know, he's really taken the coaching and learned how to use his hands, and you know, I think he's more athletic than people think. You know, you think he's just this big, squatty, strong human being, and you know, he's more athletic than people think, and he works hard. He works tirelessly at his craft, and it's paying off for him. Yeah, I'd say so. That's kind of, you know, we're trying to hit people. I mean, I think, you know, it shows throughout the league all the time. The more physical team tends to win. I mean, and it might be in small situational areas, but you know, I thought like last week, I thought our DBs did a great job of contesting, you know, throws, balls. I mean, if they're going to catch the ball, they're gonna pay for it. You know, that kind of mentality up front. You know, we have to be physical in the run game. Our linebackers have to play downhill. So you know, that's kind of the mentality and attitude. I think that's what's starting to develop. You're starting to see more consistently, you know, across the board. But every week's a new challenge. I mean, you know, this is a much better front this week than we faced last week. So it's going to be a whole new challenge. You know, they got the zone read. Tannehill used to be a receiver, so he has receiver-like speed, but he can sit in the pocket and throw the ball where he wants to too. So, you know, it's not like one of these ones, well, all right, if we just take the zone read out of the game, we got it made. I mean, he's kind of a dual threat from that aspect. So, you know, each game faces new challenges, poses new threats. So we just try to rest on our technique and our fundamentals and our basics. And that starts with, you know, physical at the point of attack, and then reading your keys and getting to the ball. Oh, huge. I mean, he's you know, he kind of, from our D-line standpoint, you know, a lot of, you know, responsibility to put on our D-tackle. And Jay, he's a smart player. He's a physical player. You know, obviously has a good relationship with the coach. So, you know, he understands what he's seeing in there and can, you know, relay that to coach and make any corrections they want. So, I mean, that was an absolute huge deal. And, you know, and we, like I said, that first play got out, and we went on the sideline. We fixed the we made the corrections on that one. And then we're able to shut it down. So, you know, but Jay, you know, Jay makes all the difference in the world. You know, having him and Paya, you know, in there at the same time is that, you know, and not taking anything from Will and Eagle away, because they've been playing great in his absence. But Jay, I mean, that was one of the, you know, when I was excited to come play with Jay, because, you know, I've been watching him play for years. And when he's healthy, I mean, that dude, he is strong, and he's technical, and I mean, he's capable of there's not a whole lot of guys that are capable of changing the outcome of games from a D-tackle position, but he's one of them.